I'm Michelle Franzen. The United Nations announced it's pausing humanitarian shipments into Gaza for at least the next 48 hours, saying it will assess security following the Israeli airstrikes that killed 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The U.S. calling on Israel to investigate and boost aid. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We want to make sure that the findings are public and that there is accountability. I want to be very careful here. I'm not going to get ahead of that process. There is a process underway.
In Israel, the top opposition rival to Israel's prime minister and war cabinet member Benny Gantz now calling for new elections, he says, in September. Crews in Baltimore working to clear a third channel for ships following last week's bridge collapse after a cargo ship ran into a support pylon. And while delivering a speech at Stanford, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaling that the board will likely move to reduce interest rates later this year, even, he says, with stubborn inflation. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving two new amendments to the state constitution after yesterday's primary. The First Amendment will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer ask for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can work the polls. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin, and it's a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Following comments about Mayor Roger Reinhart, quote, peeing in his Cheerios from billionaire Kathy Cargill, the Duluth area began the Cheerio Challenge to donate to food shelves in the area. About a week later, local nonprofits have announced that they've received more than 800 boxes of Cheerios through donations, as well as the impressive sum of $50,000 from local residents. Officials say they didn't expect the comments to lead to such grand donations, but they're thankful for the community's generosity. The Lake Superior Violent Offender Task Force and other Northland law enforcement agencies have announced 8 people were indicted on drug charges. According to a press release, 7 individuals from Chicago and 1 from Duluth were charged with conspiracy to distribute fentanyl and meth. Law enforcement officials say over the course of their investigation, they recovered massive quantities of fentanyl and meth from the group, which is accused of conspiring to distribute the drugs throughout the Twin Ports area. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies at Five Sir Forum tonight. The Bucks are 29-8 at home this season, but 18-20 on the road. Last night, Milwaukee lost to the Wizards in D.C., 117-113. Doc Rivers says it's something he has to fix.
Actually, been sitting back and watching everything, our travel crew, everything, and I've made a lot of notes. Now, I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Baseball. The Brewers have tomorrow off before hosting the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Yesterday, the crew held on to beat the Twins 3-2 at AmFam Field. Second-year man Bryce Tarang.
That's what you want. You want guys to be together. And that's what we're trying to create, and we are creating right now, is just playing as a team, playing together, and being comfortable being here, you know, so, which has been good.
That's Brewers second baseman Bryce Tarang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic
snow continues to fly, it may mix with a little rain this afternoon as high temperatures climb above freezing, nearing 40 degrees. However, winds stay strong, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, which will be blowing and drifting around snow. And flurries continue to fly tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
What's up, Wisconsin? I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I gotta say, Anya, yesterday, good election day.
Oh, yeah, great day yesterday.
Very good election day. I want to congratulate City of Milwaukee Comptroller Bill Christensen, new City Attorney Evan Goyke, of course, County Executive Crowley, Mayor Johnson. You know, many of the folks that I was screaming and yelling about, of course, County Comptroller Liz Sumner, those three big technical elections, which we talk about the importance of these technical offices in everybody's quality of life, the big impact that these wonky positions have. Those three things, those three offices that had me up at night, Anya, all came out just dandy yesterday.
That's so good. It's always the best when you can wake up to election results that are, if nothing else, at least not world-ending, earth-shattering. If not good, that's great, you know?
I'm really disappointed about the two stupid constitutional referendums. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But very pleased, narrow margin MPS referendum getting passed. Listen, we all love our education system. We want our public schools well-funded. I was talking to a conservative friend of mine last night, and I said, the book ban thing is just weird to me because I guess you can disagree with some of the ideas or perspectives that are presented in books. That's what books are supposed to do, is present challenging information, engage discussion. I'd be arguing for more books in the libraries.
You'd think.
Right? Like, we don't want fewer books for our kids to be exposed to, even if we disagree with. Yes, read that, then come home and I'll talk to you about it.
There was a children's book in a classroom I worked in. I hated this book because it was about a little girl on a resort and she like runs away from her parents and meets some sheep who eat Band-Aids. And it scared me to death that my students, because they were so little, that they'd be like, oh, we can eat Band-Aids. But I didn't ban that book. I just, when we read it, I turned to them and I was like, you can't. One, don't run away from the resort that your parents are staying at. This isn't a good lesson. And don't eat Band-Aids. And then we moved on and they never ate Band-Aids. So we were fine, you know?
And I think, you know, any of us from a good commonsensical perspective, and even thinking back on our own childhoods, Anya, it's when someone says, don't read this or don't eat the cookie or whatever.
Ooh, now I want to do it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's fund our public schools. Let's keep the Wisconsin idea going in our universities. Let's put more books in our libraries, not less.
Yeah.
All that to say, very happy to see the MPS funding referendum passed. We'll talk a little bit more about the election with my special guest coming at the top of next hour, my conservative friend and former colleague, Milwaukee County Supervisor Steve Taylor. But we've been promoing what I wanted to talk about today, which is it's always this strain of thinking and the reverence of the MAGA movement and the reverence, the religious fervor that it has for Donald Trump as sort of a second messiah. And it sounds hyperbolic, It's not, because it's literally what's happening. So I teased today's show, you know, is Donald Trump the second coming of Jesus Christ? I don't think so. We're going to get into that. But as sort of a table setter, I wanted to just take a moment. We had Easter this past Sunday. We have the confluence of Passover and Easter and Ramadan. And of course, there was the Easter egg roll at the White House, annual tradition. And Easter this year fell, as it always does, on a different date.
Yeah, it's connected to the lunar calendar, and you have to know what year Passover was, what time of year, when Jesus was around. It's very complex.
Very complicated.
Super annoying.
Yeah, if you're Catholic, you know, there's like 4 or 5 years of Bible reading cycles. It's all kind of tied together. Anyways, Easter moves every year. It's on a different date. But the egg roll and the date that Easter happened to fall on this year threw the entire GOP into just hysterics over the weekend. I thought this was an appropriate table setter for talking about Trump as the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is some coverage by my friend who's got a wonderful Reddit and Substack. His name is Jay Quo. Here's what happened. So, you know, if you're familiar with how government generally works, we can't put a Christmas tree without a menorah, without sort of the Festivus pole. In other words, we can't preference religions in governmental buildings. Pretty uncontroversial thing, because we don't have state-endorsed religion. At least that's supposed to be the idea. I think an American concept most of us remember from our American Revolutionary learnings back in the grade school, middle school time. So, again, government can't endorse religion. And so when you have events or commemorations or celebrations at government buildings like, you know, the White House, there cannot be an explicit endorsement of religion. It doesn't mean you can't have a Christmas tree. You just got to have a Christmas tree and a menorah. In other words, there has to be balance. It's inclusive. Well, an egg roll at the White House, very explicitly tied to Easter. Now, it has been this way for as long as I can remember, that the Egg Board, which isn't really the Egg Board, but it's basically a lobbying organization for egg manufacturers, right? Okay. They run this little shindig. The little kitties decorate the eggs and they hide them and go roll them. I don't know exactly what happens. I don't really find it newsworthy, so I don't watch it. But this year, just like in every year when Donald Trump was president, and every year before that, George W. Bush, Obama, the egg board, the egg group that runs the old Easter egg hunt roll thing at the White House, tells kids that are decorating eggs, please don't put any religious symbols on your eggs. Well, the right flipped out on the, you know, it's like, oh, there's no Christ in Christmas anymore. It's war on Christianity. No. Just keep your prayers out of my government buildings and bodies. So they freaked out. They did not contextualize this to tell people this was the same thing, the same directive that the egg board lobbying group, whatever the heck it's called. This was the same rule that was in place all 4 years when the egg roll happened when Donald Trump was in the White House. Why would you, I mean, I don't get this, Anya. It bothers me to no end. You create this false sense of hysteria. You make people feel like their belief systems are under attack.
Yeah, and it's additionally, I'm thinking when you're saying, you know, they tell the kids to not put any religious symbols on. I get that. It's an Easter egg hunt already. Like, the egg is already the symbol. And I wonder if, like, a lot of the right-wing Christians who are so upset understand that, like, Easter isn't an American holiday like Thanksgiving or 4th of July. This is already imbued in their tradition. it's kind of like saying I want chocolate cake and then being like, I wanted a cake with chocolate it filling and frosting. It's like, but you already have some of what you asked for, please.
Well, it's sort of the definition of when your belief system or your race or your gender is the normative, is the dominant. You forget that you're already getting celebrated. There's an egg roll that's happening on Easter, which is a Christian holiday.
There is no White House Efikoman search during Passover, which is like our version of an Easter egg hunt, but I guess Big Matzo, unlike Big Egg, hasn't involved themselves in getting it to the White House.
Now you're making me hungry. We're talking about
you don't want matzo. It's just a big saltine cracker, but I could bring you some.
Now I'm gonna have to go to the store, get myself some matzo ball soup and some matzo crackers.
Oh, well, the soup's much better, yes.
Listen, my favorite deli across from the law firm in New York. Twice a week, I go in there for the quart size with two huge, like big as your fist.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good day for soup. So crappy outside. But that's the whole point. And thank you, Anya, for teasing this out. Christians, there's no one's attacking Christianity here. No one's trying to take Christ out of Easter. They're doing an egg roll. You're already getting the celebration. So there's this false narrative, which I'm just going to call lying to people, that the right wing engages in so that Christians and folks that go to church are afraid that someone's attacking their belief system. No one's attacking your belief system. These were the same rules when Trump was president. I'm so sick of this because it's so manipulative. And it's manipulative and it pulls on people's heartstrings. You're using scare tactics. We got to be better than this. And again, it's the egg roll happening on Easter. So, yeah.
You already have all the makings of what they wanted. Yeah, it's hard to watch and be like, but we want more.
More. It's the definition of privilege. This is freaking Senator Tommy Tuberville on the twit. Because Democrats are a satanic cult. That's what he freaking posted. Oh. This is a U.S. senator.
Oh.
Linking the New York Post, which is a Murdoch-run gossip rag outlet for the right-wing nationalist movement. He reposted the New York Post headline that read, "Religious-themed designs banned from White House Easter egg art contest." The Post is lying, and then Tuberville goes and calls Democrats a satanic cult. All my dear conservative friends, every Trump supporter, can we at least call this out for what it is? Lies, more lies, and the damned liars that tell them. Trying to manipulate us and you and make us scared. There's nothing to be afraid of here. The Easter egg art contest went on as it always has. Nobody's taking your Bibles from you. No one's destroying your religion. Huh. Again, it's the Maggie Dawn Show trying to bring some common sense to all the nonsense. Keep it locked. I'm going to tell you about the other GOP freakout related to Easter that happened this weekend. A bunch of more lies and nonsense. Join the convo, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back in just a moment. Keep it locked.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't you let those other boys fool you. I love that Afro head.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Send us a text. We're going to get our calls sorted out. But if you want to weigh in, send us a text. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Hearing from my friend Lynn Bauer, recommending Benji's on Oakland for matzo ball soup. Heck yeah, that's one of my favorite delis in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee. She says, don't forget the Benji and take half home for later. I always top it off with a Dr. Brown's cream soda. We got to call up Benji's Deli. They need to be a sponsor of the Maggie Dawn Show.
Oh, that would be great. That would be awesome.
Get them on a Foodie Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Foodie Friday, we've got Chef Kyle Canal of Birch Restaurant coming up this Friday. He is a nationally recognized chef. I eat at Birch every chance I can. Amazing food. You're not going to want to miss that conversation this Friday. Thanks, Lynn, for checking in with us. You can watch us, message us on Facebook, X, and YouTube. And you can text us the old-fashioned way, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I've been talking about the fact that the GOP... righteous rage machine, and that's righteous in air quotes. The rage machine on the right lost its marbles not once but twice over the weekend over nonsense, made up baloney. They just lied to people to try to scare good God-fearing folks in the United States. Here was the Fox Network headline on the art contest. Religious theme designs banned from White House Easter egg art contest. That's a lie. It's been that way forever. Ever since they've been doing the egg art contest. Tuberville, a senator, a U.S. senator, then called Democrats a satanic cult. I mean, come on. Here's the Trump statement. Got to get on my readers. Can't see anything anymore, folks. All right, here's the statement from the Trump campaign. It's appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House prohibited children from submitting religious egg designs for their Easter art event. So did you. It's just, why do we permit this? It's disgusting. So that was freak out one, based on lies, preying on people's fears, trying to make it seem like folks are coming for your Bible or your religion. No one is. I mean, point of fact, the left, part of the progressive, the democratic brand is religious tolerance. In other words, go worship whatever God or gods you want. Just don't do it in government buildings. Keep it off other people's bodies. Don't impose your religion on others and therefore take others' religious freedom away. The other thing that they freaked out about is that the Transgender Day of Visibility was March 31st, this Sunday. Now, the Trans Day of Visibility was set on a date specific that occurs every year. So the Transgender Day of Visibility every year is on March 31st. As Anya was so expertly explaining, Easter, because it's based on a lunar calendar and it goes back to all. I mean, we could actually get into sort of.
Yeah, in brief, it's just Passover. The Jewish calendar is based on moon phases. Our day begins when the moon comes up.
Yeah.
So in order to observe Passover, you had to wait for the moon to come up and then you'd have the dinner. So the Last Supper that Jesus is having is a Passover Seder. Yeah. So to understand when Easter could be the arrest and crucifixion, death and resurrection of Jesus, you have to know what time of year Passover happened that year because it's not the same years. So that's wild. That's fun.
Yeah. So Trans Day of Visibility is on March 31st every year. What did Trump then say about it? Again, how appalling and insulting that Joe Biden formally proclaimed Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility. Joe Biden didn't create Trans Day of Visibility. He didn't set the date for it. He had nothing to do with any of that. And it just happened to be by accident of calendar and lunar cycles that Easter was on March 31st, which is the date specific for the Trans Day of Visibility each year. Going back to 2009. Now, Tommy Tuberville can relax. So can the entire right-wing indignation, rage machine, faux outrage, baloney lie machine. Because we won't have another Easter on March 31st until 2085. So
we've got time to prepare to be angry.
Yes, we can blame Joe Biden in 2085 again for scheduling Trans Day of Visibility on Easter. Again, the theme here, everybody, is the lying. The abuse of people's faith to try to scare them. I don't know about you, but I think it is beneath our shared values as Wisconsinites and as Americans to try to exploit someone's religious beliefs, their faith, their belief in God for political purposes. To exploit their faith system, their belief in God, to falsely, effectively libel and slander a political opponent. I think it's gross. I think that's what's outrageous and appalling. And Matt Walsh, I he's this right-wing nut job. This was his tweet about this. I have as low an opinion of Biden as you can possibly have, and yet this is so outrageously evil that I had to check to make sure it was real. It is. Our, quote, Catholic president has chosen the highest holiday on the Christian calendar to celebrate transgenderism. This man is a demon. How dare you, how dare Senator Tuberville call Democrats or anybody who doesn't agree with his religious viewpoint satanic? How dare Matt Walsh call President Biden evil? How dare he call him a demon? And by implication, of course, you're calling every single transgender person a demon and evil and saying you have no place in a Christian faith tradition. Guess who doesn't get to define Christianity? Donald Trump, Matt Walsh, the Republican Party. You don't get to define Christianity. You don't get to say who's in and who's out. That is anti-American. We get to decide for ourselves, and calling people demons and evil and satanic is disgusting. That's anti-American. This kind of nonsense went on and on. Radical pundit, right-wing nut job, Tommy Lahren called Biden's recognition of Trans Visibility Day sickening, repulsive, and repugnant. I say to Tommy and Matt and Senator Tuberville, someone in your family, in your neighborhood, in your circle of friends is a member of the LGBTQ community, and you've just called them satanic, demonic, evil, disgusting, filth. Someone you love, you just called that. I don't think that's what Christ was about, whether or not you believe in him as the Son of God. I don't think that was the message. Just saying. Farm update and news coming up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about this weird Trump as the second coming of Christ thing that's going on at these weirdo MAGA rallies. You're not going to want to miss a second. Keep it locked, everybody, and join the convo. 855-75-CIVIC.
Thursday morning on The Earl Ingram Show. Join me for In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, only on Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
So let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Friday is the deadline for applications for the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. How are the applications looking so far? I've got numbers next.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Joel Nielsen-Stuhn is the Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Department of Transportation overseeing the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. He says, to date, they've got 21 completed applications, but they've also got an additional 500 applications that are just waiting to fill in final details. And those details will matter, according to Nielsen-Stuhn. He said, telling the story on why your project needs priority is key.
Telling the story is really, really important. You know, the maps and the figures, and that's important. But really telling the story, showing us how the project that you have in mind can benefit farm and timber producers, processors, customers, suppliers, or just rural communities at large. That really helps us understand how we can target these funds to those projects with the highest need. It's going to be a committee of people making these decisions, looking at the details. That story part is really important.
Joel Nielsen-Stuhn, Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Again, the application deadline for this first round of Agriculture Road Improvement Funds is this Friday at the close of business. You can find more details on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, also the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website, as well as ours, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
And with all the newfound moisture we've got across the state of Wisconsin, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before you spread. That tool is an interactive map that helps you determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions and soil temperatures. It's available on the Department of Agriculture's website. I'm PM Yonke.
Snow continues to fly. It may mix with a little rain this afternoon as high temperatures climb above freezing, nearing 40 degrees. However, winds stay strong, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, which will be blowing and drifting around snow. And flurries continue to fly tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I've been talking about the fact that the right wing just freaked out over the weekend and lied to Christians coast to coast in this country. Said that Joe Biden's trying to ban Easter. Lie. Completely made up. And that Joe Biden desecrated Easter by naming Easter Sunday Trans Day of Visibility. Well, that's a lie. I'm going to go to the phones, but I wanted to share with you what just happened. During the break, somebody called, and Anya, my poor producer, picked up the phone and was greeted with a string of expletives.
I have not been chewed out like that since I think I was in, like, middle school. That was maybe the most intense yelling I've received in a hot minute from anyone.
What is this person so ticked off that I'm pointing out that the right wing lies to try to make the person that just called and said the C-U-N...
See you next Tuesday, my friend. Yeah.
Repeatedly about me and you. That the guy that just called, if you're still listening, that is what they want you to do. They want you to call Anya and I up on the phone and call us the see you next Tuesday word. They are lying to you to get you to this place of rage. If you want to be angry, don't be angry at me. Be angry at Fox News. Be angry at Donald Trump. Because they're the ones that are making you feel this way. Imagine if you could release all that anger. Where we didn't use religion in this country to scare and separate and oppress people, but instead let each one of us believe what we wish to, worship how we choose to, and we just focused on taking care of each other and treating each other with a little dignity. So to the gentleman that just called up my show and cursed out my producer, I'll firstly apologize to Anya. You don't have to listen to any of that crap. You hang up the phone when someone does that, if you wish. Or record it.
Yeah.
But to that man, I say, I extend you grace. I give you forgiveness. Because you are being manipulated, sir.
Well, and I'll say this because from what I heard, too, you know, this person's really upset about trans people. This person's really upset about people's personal identities, about what medical things change who you are and who you aren't. And all I can say is, I guess to a certain point, you're right, dude. Quote, cutting it off doesn't make you a woman. That's not the argument. These are people and their lived experiences. It has a lot more to do than just their bodies. It has to do with their minds and their hearts and their life. Chill.
Well, you know, and that's, you can believe that, but you believe that and you govern your body and your life that way and leave others to be.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
We don't shove our religious beliefs down other people's throats in this country. So again, to that man, I extend you forgiveness. I hope that you can find forgiveness and care and love for other people, because I think that's what Jesus Christ was trying to preach.
Something about loving neighbors.
As yourself. Something along those lines. Lisa from Pewaukee, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep. You're live. Go ahead.
Oh. All right. Thanks for taking my call. So I really appreciate that you're addressing this. I'm so sorry your producer had to go through that. I'm not at all surprised, being from Waukesha County, because that is not an atypical attitude in this neck of the woods. A couple of things that I wanted to say besides thank you for addressing it is that I feel we all need to be aware that this is a drumbeat, and this was no mistake. All of these things are planned. The Bible being sold,
yes,
by Trump, the outrage that was going to come up about this day, believe me, that wasn't just coming out of the blue, that it was acknowledged on Easter, that it was
Trans Day of Visibility.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Visibility. And then, you know, all of the follow-up, it's planned. It's and yes, it's horrible, but my issue is, once again, folks are on the defensive. Yeah. You're calling it horrible after the fact.
Yep.
It's boom, boom, boom. We're always, always on the defense because of the lies and the hatred that these folks are planning. It's no mistake. It's planned.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lisa, for your call. I agree with you. I try not to be on the defensive all the time on my show, but I do feel like when these things occur, I want to correct the record. I want to call it out. In fact, in a weird way, though I wish I could protect Anya from having to hear that kind of crap from people, it is to engender these kinds of conversations, to call out what are lies and manipulations of people's sincerely held faith and personal beliefs. So we try not to be on the defensive all the time here on the Maggie Dawn Show. In fact, I take it directly to Donald Trump every chance I get to call out the nonsense. And I'm going to do that more in a minute. But this one bothered me a lot. These two lies. And Lisa's totally correct. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your call, Lisa. When she says this is all pre-concocted, thought-out garbage, they know exactly what they're doing. And it is manipulation. It is gaslighting. It is snake oil salesmanship of the highest order. PJ texting in, Ted texting in, thanks so much for your support calling out this jerk that unloaded the see you next Tuesday word on Anya and I. Shame, sir. Cindy from Appleton, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you?
Well, I don't have a problem with Trans Visibility Day being on Easter because Easter was the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who, believe me, would have been okay with trans people. He would have understood them. He would have supported them. And are we not all created equal in the eyes of God?
Thanks so much, Cindy. 100%. When I was in CCD class, I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church. When I was in CCD class way back in the 80s, which, if you don't know Catholicism, it's what these classes you take before you receive confirmation. And my CCD teacher told me this, Cindy. He said, if Jesus Christ came back today, Jesus would be a transgendered black person. And boy, did that cut right through, right? He would come back to us as the least of our people, just as he came before, right? And your point's really well taken. Thanks so much for the call, Cindy. Thanks for listening. Jesse from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to point out one thing that really, aside from the bigotry about it, which is obviously even worse, but one thing that really gets under my skin is when these folks who assail trans people in our communities try to walk off with the imprimatur of science, right? And
yes,
they use a very, like, third grade level science. I have a college degree in genetics. I can tell you that human sexuality is way more complicated than X, Y, and XX, right? Even though we still need to focus on the more important part about being respecting people's personal rights, their privacy, their right to assert who they are, it's important that we don't let these folks walk off with this imprimatur of science because there are genes that float around and hop back and forth between the X and the Y chromosome, and those genes govern how much hormones you have.
Yes. Oh, sorry, Jesse, continue. You said govern how much hormones we have.
Oh, yeah, how much they govern how much hormones you make and how much hormones you receive, and that's why it's scientifically accurate to say there are some folks out there who have an X and a Y chromosome who might have less natural testosterone than someone with two X chromosomes. And none of it matters, and that's why it's none of anyone's damn business. And for people, science says XY and XX. That is a, I think, deliberate attempt to, you know, take the imprimatur of the authority of scientific understanding and lie about it, actually.
Yes.
And we shouldn't let them do that either, because it's not that simple.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jesse. And in fact, you have inspired tomorrow's show. Tomorrow, I'm going to go through and review some of the garbage doctor science nonsense that basically numerous federal courts have rejected as junk. And the thing, Jesse, that ticks me off more than anything else is not just the knowing lies about the science, but the co-conspirator liars within the medical and scientific communities that effectively sell their credentials to the highest bidder to enrich themselves, to promote and then enrich themselves some more by plugging into these same fears that these same lies that came out of the GOP rage machine from this past weekend. It's all springs from the same well. It is so exploitative. And this is an exploitation that has no cost, right? I would say, as someone whose word really is my bond as a lawyer, you have no work, you have no profession if folks can't trust what you say. These aren't lies without a cost other than the lie. This is killing people. The highest rate of suicide amongst young people is amongst transgender youth. The statistics are simply stunning. People have gotten beaten to death because their genetics, their hormones are different. What are we doing? If the only way your political party can win is by, in many ways, arguing that some people, some Americans, some of our neighbors, some of our families, some of our coworkers and friends, that they're effectively subhuman and should be killed. That's what this is when you strip it all down. And then you have the audacity to claim the mantle of Christianity? Nah, I ain't buying it. I'm not buying it. And we need to keep calling this stuff out. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, all the callers, for sharing your perspectives. And I think it is okay to challenge people and say, oh, great. You're a person of faith. You're a person of religious beliefs. What is the most fundamental teaching to you in your mind that Christ gave us, if you happen to be a Christian? You do that New Testament thing. And let people express themselves and say, well, how do you square that with this deep, literal demonization of people talking about folks as if they're subhuman? How does that square with what you just expressed as your value, as your takeaway from the teachings of Christ? Because I don't think it can square. Anya has been kind enough to pull some great Donald Trump sound. We're going to listen to some of this nonsense. Because have you heard? They now pray at the end of the rallies. They lay hands on this man. And if you missed the little courtroom sketch with JC Jesus Christ sitting next to Donald Trump, we're going to talk about all that coming up next on the Maggie Dawn Show. If you're on the line, stay there. I will get to you. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show, where every voice is welcome, except if you're going to call me or Anya a see you next Tuesday. That voice, not welcome. The outrage, I'll listen to the outrage. But name calling, a little juvenile. I got to say, Anya, this discussion this afternoon has made me feel better. It's really great to hear from listenership.
Oh, yeah.
It was good to expel and forgive the man who called us those nasty words.
I think he got a lot off his chest, too.
Yeah, he probably feels a little better.
He probably feels great.
We got a shout out on our text line from Lisa saying, "Hey, Maggie and Anya, I guess I should be outraged that Joe Biden had Transgender Visibility Day and Easter on my birthday. I'm sad that people are so stupid they don't realize that Easter can fall anywhere from the end of March to almost the third week in April. Love your show." We love you, Lisa. Thanks for listening. Thanks for texting. We also heard from Lynn Bauer in Oconomowoc. "Hey, Lynn, what is up? I love your suggestions." She says, "For our Foodie Friday segments, to reach out to Penzi's Spices." I love Penzi's. My spice rack is filled with good old Penzi spices, and I love the fact that they will put out sort of politically themed spice sets for your various gift-giving needs. Penzies, if you're listening, Maggie Dawn Show looking for a sponsor.
There we go. We could get a Maggie spice. It's the spiciest one they got. I
was going to say, there better be some habanero peppers in there, because I like to keep it spicy.
There we go.
Mark from the SAC, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Hello, friend. How are you?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, I'm kind of a Matthew 25 Christian, where you're supposed to welcome the stranger and feed the hungry and that kind of thing. I guess it's also fun of Leviticus, but what gets me up for these people that the whole, you know, commandment not to lie goes beyond this is thou shalt not bear false witness. And you can actually be telling, you know, telling facts, but you actually be creating a falsehood is what it seems like that is at the core of the, is part of the Republican message these days is that, yes, you know, I did that, you know, Trans Recognition Day fell on the same day as Easter this year. That it was just a coincidence of the calendar. Next year, Easter is on April 20th, so they're not going to be on the same day. I mean, Easter fluctuates on the calendar. I mean,
which any Christian should know. Thou shalt not bear false witness. It's funny, Mark, that you mentioned Matthew 25, because I have a Matthew Bible verse that I'm going to talk about a little bit later today in response to some of the oddities that come out of Trump's mouth. Keep it locked, Mark. You're not going to want to miss that. Waukesha, Carroll University, Mr. Greg, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for calling from Waukesha. We're here in the AUK ourselves. What you got to say?
Hello, Maggie. I'm actually at Carroll University right now. And just real quick, because this is not what I'm talking about, but I'm wearing a chef's coat right now because I'm participating in the best thing I've ever eaten. Which is an event, the best thing I ever ate is an event that Carroll faculty and staff get to take part in. So I'm going to show off the two best things I've ever eaten in life. So I'm
wonderful.
Pretty excited about that. So it's a burger with peanut butter and bacon and horchata. Anyway, that's not what I've called to talk about. But I think that we need to be about a Christianity that follows the first and second greatest commandment, which Jesus said himself, love God and love people. And I think that somehow we need to separate politics from religion, and churches have been really bad at doing that. I will be honest. I go to a large non-denominational church here in Waukesha, but we don't do any of that. I mean, we don't say, hey, you know, we're a come as you are church. And I'm not going to say the name of the church because it doesn't matter. But we need to be about loving God and loving people. And like I'm blind. I don't see, you know. Mm. And I know this is a slippery slope too, but I don't see skin color. I don't see gay or straight. I don't see, like, I just see people as people, and we need to be about seeing people as people. And the key to stability is diversity, Maggie. And that's a law of science that I learned in high school. And that's what I wanted to say. So I know that's a lot, and I just verbal diarrhea'd on you, but I apologize. I just needed to call in and say all this.
Greg, I'm so glad that you did. You don't have to apologize. That's what this is for. I hope you feel the big, warm hug from Anya and I. Yeah. To love one another, not some people. I don't remember that qualifier in that commandment. To love people. Can you imagine if we all accepted each other just as we are? Extended grace, forgiveness, care and concern in equal measure to each and every one of us. By the way, I think that sounds pretty pro-life to me. We're not going to have time to get to the Trump sound until after my next guest. Don't you worry, Anya. I will get there, and all of our listeners, I will get there, because the sound is scary. And I will share with you what the thrice-divorced, 9-plus times credibly accused sexual assaulter, now civilly concluded rapist, that is apparently the darling of the Christian movement and evangelicals in the country. I'll share with you some of his musings on his belief system and his faith. But before we get there, folks, I'm going to be joined by my conservative friend, Steve Taylor. We're going to talk about these election results, and don't you worry, as I always do, I will bring all the horses back into the barn before the hour is up. The top of the hour, we've got news, weather, and sports, and a couple of important messages. If you're on the line, stay there. I will try to grab your call before we start chatting with Steve, but keep it locked, everybody. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. We're talking about, Some of the nonsense going on, but we're going to have a little fun with our good friend of the show, Steve Taylor, coming up after these important messages. Don't go anywhere, anybody, if you want to join our conversation. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Greg, thanks so much for calling. We love you too, man. I'll be back in just a few. I run for the bus day, but while at work, I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record joins us. We talk about the Midwest Gaming Classic and sports with J.R. Ratcliffe. Don't miss it.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk. And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The nation's largest egg producer has stopped production at its Michigan and Texas plants due to bird flu in China.